So people are doing it tough right now. So they're working with local charities and we're working with them to make sure they can access those items that they're requiring.
So you're almost kind of like the conduit, the facilitator, the gap in between to get the people connected with the goods.
Yeah, we're a bit of a matchmaker. So people can donate to the appeal by going to our website, giveit.org.au, and then we take those generous offers and match them with those genuine needs on the ground.
Is it always new goods or sometimes things pre-loved, pre-used?
It can be both. So if there are people who have pre-loved items that are in really good condition and are located locally, then they can pledge those items. Otherwise, people can donate funds, and then those funds are used to purchase items locally, which after disasters, we find that that's a really useful way to help stimulate the local economy as well.
Yeah, definitely. So at the moment, a lot of the focus on that immediate support for the people that have been evacuated.
That's correct. Yeah. So right now we're looking at what they need for the next couple of weeks. I believe the authorities are saying it might take a little while for the waters to go down and then to be able to return to their homes. Then once they're back in their community and they're able to assess the damage, then we can look at what some of those longer term needs might be, which I imagine is going to be quite significant for quite a few people.
I know it's a thing that you'll probably need to figure out down the track, but Bourketown itself and some of these communities, extremely remote. Let's say you have someone in Mount Isa who pledges or donates a brand new fridge. How do you then get it to these communities?
So that can be one of our tricky situations. So we do often have people pledging items from around the country. Unfortunately, in some of those situations, the logistics of actually arranging that makes it too prohibitive. So in those cases, we do sort of call out to people to say donations of funds actually allow us to purchase those items locally. We really do like to support local businesses. That keeps people in jobs as well. So it really helps sort of stimulate that economic recovery as well.
Yeah, especially because we're hearing the roads probably, even when they reopen, are going to be pretty shocking. So maybe getting a truck up there might not be possible for quite some time either.
That's correct, yes.
So how can people get in touch with you guys if they want to help or maybe they need some help?
Absolutely. So what we're encouraging now is if you are a charity or a service group, a not-for-profit, and you're assisting people who are actually impacted by the Northwest Queensland flooding, is to go to the Give It website, giveit.org.au, and click the sign up link in the top right-hand corner, and then you can go through and register as an organisation with Give It, which then gives you access to our online warehouse and to request those essential items for individuals. If you're an individual who's been impacted by the floods, I believe there is a recovery hub set up in Mount Isa, and the community recovery hotline has also been stood up. So you can seek support through those channels, and then those organisations link in with Give It, and we try to do all that matching in the back end.
Christina Speer from Give It, she's the Queensland manager, letting you know how you can help people that have been impacted by the floods. Maybe if you're one of those people, how you can get support. Head to the Give It website, giveit.org.au. You'll find all the information you need there. And if you're in Mount Isa and you're one of the displaced people from Bourketown, you can go to that community hub, which is currently set up at the Ibis Styles Hotel, and they've got more information around that there as well.
Emergency animal fodder drops are available.